You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development is funding a survey of small and home-based businesses in our area to find out more about what they need to succeed. Joining me to talk about the survey is Jessica Meisner, an economic anthropologist and advocate for sustainable community-based economies with The Shed, which is a business and employment collaborative. Jessica, thanks for spending some time with me this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how many of these smaller home-based businesses do we have in the area, I guess, generally? Is it a pretty big percentage of the business population?
Well, in general, nationally, I mean, I can't give you local figures per se, but nationally, 80% of all businesses are microenterprise, and that means they have fewer than six employees. Mm-hmm. So I assume that we follow the national average pretty closely. If anything, actually, given the landscape of the business community here locally, I'd say that at least 80% of our businesses are quite small.
Okay, and I would imagine with those businesses representing a fairly big portion of the business community, it's important that these businesses reach their full potential.
Absolutely. Well, it's a significant portion of our employment. A lot of people don't think about business ownership as employment, but of course it is. It's also one of our biggest untapped areas for employment growth. A lot of economic development strategy is focused on bringing in big business or launching high-tech startups, and of course that does create employment, mm-hmm. generally creates relatively high-paid, high-technically skilled employment more often than not, which is a very good thing. But we haven't traditionally, and Washtenaw County is really on the cutting edge with this, but we haven't traditionally focused on small business. And small business does have, you may not hire a lot of people, but if one out of every three small businesses in the U.S. hired just one new employee, we would achieve full employment as a country.
That's pretty significant.
All yes.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the survey. What do you hope to learn from the responses you get?
Sure. We're looking at a couple of things. We are surveying partly people's experiences, business owners and people who want to start businesses, entrepreneurs as well. And we're asking about their experience with existing business support services. So we are looking at the support services that we have and how they might be able to be strengthened. We're also asking them some questions about the structure of their existing business, their goals, and what they would need to achieve those goals in the medium term, maybe 3 or 5 years out. So we will understand a little bit more about the capital requirements of our small businesses in order to meet their goals, whatever those are, what their hiring potential exactly is. We're looking for places where there are synergies in the needs across small businesses. One of the ways that is particularly effective for small businesses to continue to compete with big business or national chains is for them to collaborate and share resources. So, for instance, there's quite a need for office space and facility space locally. We've already heard that anecdotally. And there's a lot that we could do to facilitate, locally owned shared office space. Ownership, of course, is healthier for a business than leasing. Mm-hmm. And working together is often a much easier way for a small business to achieve those kinds of goals than trying to buy facilities on their own when they're so small.
Sure.
So we're looking for needs like that and in areas where cooperation and collaboration could help small businesses be more successful together.
Okay. Roughly how long will it take the survey to complete the survey?
You mean for somebody actually taking the survey?
Yes.
Oh, about 20 minutes. If they know their numbers pretty well, we do ask for some numbers. Of course, all the individual data is completely anonymous. And actually, we won't be reporting to anybody. Just the researchers will have access to that. But we want to be able to say things like, if we met such and such a need, it would support so many dollars worth of local revenue. And, of course, anything locally owned has a local multiplier effect that will increase economic activity throughout the local area,
sure.
And will support so many jobs. So we are just aggregating the data. But we are asking for hard numbers like that. So businesses that don't necessarily know those numbers or don't have a clear vision of where they're trying to go in 3 to 5 years might take up to 20 minutes at least to fill out the survey. But we have had a lot of feedback, people saying, participating in this survey really made me think about where I'm trying to go with my business and that it was a valuable experience for them.
Excellent. I understand there are some incentives for folks to participate in the survey as well.
Absolutely. Well, the number one incentive, honestly, is to exercise a voice in Washtenaw County's economic development policy. This is one of four research projects that are currently underway to help Washtenaw County develop what its economic development strategy will be. Okay. And to that purpose, we've asked a number of open-ended questions, including one that just says, you know, regardless of anything you see on this survey, is there anything else that you would particularly like to see the county doing in terms of economic development? So exercising that voice is the number one, I think, motivation that people should think about. But a couple of local businesses have been very generous and have offered some gift certificates, so everybody who does participate in the survey will be entered in a raffle to win gifts from MakerWorks, a one-month free trial at MakerWorks. We also have a gift certificate from Zingerman's, one from United Sons Printing, and a gift certificate from the Clay Gallery. So,
excellent. All right. Before we get to the information about where they can find the survey, we had talked earlier a little bit about how it's kind of difficult to gauge the size of these, you know, the number of these small businesses in the community, because a lot of times they don't really consider themselves entrepreneurs or business people.
That's right. That's right. There's, you know, one of the things that we're looking at is establishing, and that's really the direction that the SHED Business and Employment Collaborative is hoping to go, is to be a facilitating entity that can help very skilled and talented people who don't necessarily think of themselves as entrepreneurs or business owners, but who definitely have a lot of value to contribute to the community. One of the difficulties that a lot of small business owners face is that they go into business because they're passionate about a product or something that they really love to do, a service that they love to provide, and then they find themselves spending, you know, most of their time mired down in aspects of the business that really aren't their core competency at all. And so we are looking at ways to establish facilitating entities, incubating entities to help folks who may not think of themselves as entrepreneurs. Maybe they do something out of their home that they sell on the side, and there's a huge growth potential, but they don't necessarily want to get into the nitty-gritty of running their own business. And so we're looking at ways to help those sorts of folks that just have a great product or a service to offer and don't think of themselves as business owners or entrepreneurs per se.
Okay. Do you have a guesstimate as to when you might have some results and be able to sort of get an idea of how things went with the survey?
Yeah, well, we're hoping for very early July.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And where can business folks, folks with small and home-sized businesses, find the survey?
Sure. It's on www.theshedbec.com. And then they can just click on the link for the survey there. There's a lot more information about the survey and what we're going after there, too. If they Google the SHED Washtenaw, they'll also get there as well.
Outstanding. Jessica, thank you very much for coming in and talking this afternoon.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jessica Meisner is an economic anthropologist and advocate for sustainable community-based economies with the SHED, a business and employment collaborative.